Welcome to Maseches BaMetzia. It's a new beginning, even though as we, the last thought we mentioned yesterday means it's not such a new beginning. As we mentioned that according to some shitas in the Tanaim, all of the Babas are all one big Masechta, Seder Nezikin, but that is a discussion in the Rishonim in other places, and also here. The first Tosfos in BaMetzia discusses why is BaMetzia here, and why does BaMetzia start with what it starts with, which we're about to see, discusses people arguing about objects that they're both holding. Why Tosfos and the Rashba asked, why isn't Eilam Metzias first, which talks about the laws of finding objects, and then you should talk about if you have a fight over an object that you found. But either way, they discuss that really because BaMetzia and BaBaKama and BaBaBatzer are all one big Masechta, so the rules of the order of the Masechtas might be different because they're all one. They see the second line in the second skinny line in Tosfos. Tosfos writes, "Lefisha Rebbe lo haya lo mid kaseder ela kamosha haya chafetzim atalmidim." When Rebbe, one of you, then also gave shir on different Masechtas in the base medrash, whatever the talmidim were interested in. Aval kisha chibram al haseder chibram. But when he put them together in order. Vitzarach makom masechta tam la menishtis achashel afanaha. And therefore we can be medayik. Why is one masechta put after every other masechta? Because this is what we know. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put it together each time. There's also a Rashi. It's a Rashi in Maseches Beis Adav Beis. It's really a Gemara in Beis Adav Beis, where the Gemara says, has the line, Man satme lumasni son Rebbe, who was the one who was so same the Mishnayos, meaning who wrote the Mishnayos anonymously? Rebbe. Rashi there says, very important Rashi, who said their Hamishnah? Ukishara divrei chacham the yashru beinav, when he saw the words of a chacham and they were straight in his eyes, meaning he liked that shita. Shanan stam below his kirshem omer aleihem. He didn't write a name to the shita. He wrote it anonymously. Kadesha lo yushnuya mipi yachid v'nir and kilu nishnu mipi amarubim v'yasu kamosan. When he wanted everybody to follow a certain opinion, he wrote it anonymously. That's stam mishnah. That's why Rebbe wrote it that way. But either way, Rashi and the Gemara there and that Beis Mabeis and Tosfos here already tells us what we know, and that is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He had a lot of the discussions of the Mishnayos, and then he put it together in the order of the that we have of Shisha Siddur Mishnah. But again, there's a specific order for all the Masechtas. Why then is Baba Metzia following Baba Kama? So Tosa says, because we were just talking about in the last Mishnah in Baba Kama, what belongs to a worker and what belongs to a Baal HaBayis. If you have, for example, I'm fashioning a chair for you, and the sawdust goes all over my floor. Who owns that sawdust? If I'm washing something for you, and the threads come out, who owns those threads? Because that's a discussion of who owns which part of the object. So here it goes right into a case where you have two people arguing about something. Who owns that object? That's what the Tosfos says. The Rashba says maybe a little differently, that we were talking about people taking oaths to each other at the end of the Maseches Baba Kama. So here we start talking about people taking oaths to each other to figure out who owns what. Okay, either way, now we begin Shnayim Ochsin. And just keep it in mind, this BaMetzia goes through the end of August, basically. That's what, or through the summer, that's where BaMetzia takes us. And then BaBaBatzer takes us the next half a year. BaBaBatzer takes us to the following February. So BaBatzer, if we really want to finish Seder Nezikin, so that'll be a while, but as we know, we have it as separate Masechtas. So Baruch Hashem, we made a siyum on one, and it's a new beginning, and it's really a different world. As we saw in BaBaKama is all about Geneva and Gzela, that is the 7th, 9th, and 10th parak, and Avos Nezikin, that's the first six prakim, and wounding someone, Chavala, that's the 8th parak. That is all Baba Kama. But Metzia is all about many different, you don't have any like 3-4 prakim that come together, you do, but really every there are many different topics discussed. The first parak is all about people arguing about items that seem to belong to both of them, or they wanted to belong to them, by lost objects. The second parak is all about Eilam Metzias, as we know, the third parak, Hamafkid. So the fourth and fifth parak are their own worlds. The fourth parak is Azov, dealing with buying and selling and currency issues. The fifth parak is all about interest, ribbis, and then the sixth parak, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth, that gets into all halachas of Shomrim. But it's really a different world than Baba Kama. Really not connected. So says the Mishnah. Let's start. Shnayim Ochsin Batalos. Two people are holding a talus. Two people are holding a shirt. Two people are holding some type of item. One of them says, I found it. I don't know what you're grabbing this for. I found it. The other one says, I found it. Right, two people found it. Zeomer kula shali, zeomer kula shali. They each say, right, it's all mine. Each are arguing. So what does Bezdin do? Neither of them, right, have edim that the other one does not have. They're each just holding on to the talus. So what do you do? It's like Mishpat Shlomo, right? They each have, it's only one baby, and you don't know what to do. So Rashi points out, in the first Rashi, Dafza Ochzin, it must be a case where they are holding the talus. We'll see later on in the parak how they're holding the talus, but it has to be a case where they're holding it. The Shneim Mokzakin Ba, the Ein Lozek Koach Ba Yosem Yizeh. Right, and neither one has a hold over the other one, a hand over the other one. Shilu haisa biyarecha levado, havi idach hamotzi mechaveiro, va'alav lahavi raya be'edim shishalo. Because if only one of them is holding it, so then obviously that person would have the upper hand, hamotzi mechaveiro, alav haraya. Right, so it has to be that totally equal. If not, one would be muchzak. As we know, hamotzi mechaveiro, alav haraya, the source for that, the Gemara thought was a pasuk, but we ended up saying is a svara. Looking Baba Kamadaf Membav, the Gemara we had a few months ago. The Gemara there says, how do you know Amotza Mechaveir Olav Araya? First, the Gemara tried to bring a Pasuk, but then the Gemara says it's a Svara. Dekaiv Le Ke'eve Azal Bayasya. Whoever's in pain goes to the doctor. Meaning if I'm in pain, meaning you have a shirt and I want it, I'm the one in pain that I bring you to the doctor. I'm the Motzi. So Amotzi Mechaveiro Olav Araya. If I go over to you and say, can I have my shirt? And you say, it's my shirt, I'm wearing it, then you don't have to do anything. You get to keep it. I have to bring raya. I have to bring proof if I want that shirt. Amotze mechaveir olav haraya. There is a discussion how to view that principle, in that if I go over and say, can I please have my shirt? And you say, no, it's mine. And I don't bring witnesses. And then you go get married with that shirt. You give it to a woman. So is that a kiddushe vadai? Is hamotze mechaveiro, is that a din of bezed that, for sure, that's emes. We know that's for sure the truth. Or do we say hamotze mechaveiro? We're not sure whose it is, but we don't know what to do, so, you know what, for now, you know, you get to keep it. But it's a din b'torah suffix. Okay, so the din b'torah suffix. So the question is, what is it? That's a discussion Rabbi Chanan has, which we mentioned in the past in Simon Ayin Aleph in Kovas Ha'aretz, where he said, l'may nafkamina, number one, marriage, number two, what about sukkis? If I go over to you and say, that's a beautiful esrog, I think you took mine. And you say, what are you talking? No, it's my esrog. He said, no, it's my, I paid for it, and that's my esrog. So you say, I bought this esrog. So again, hamotzi mechaveiro olav haraya. You paid for it. You prove it to me that you paid for it. So could you use that esrog on the first day of Sukkos, where it has to be lachem, it has to be vaday yours. So again, the question is, if hamotzi mechaveiro is a halacha vaday for sure, it's the person who's muchzak, then he gets to keep it and it's his vaday. But if it's b'toras safek, so then one would be machmir, but one wouldn't have it b'toras vaday. Okay, so either way, that's the first words. I am Ochsen Metalis. It's a very important principle in terms of Mochsa. Just kidding, there might be Mr. Spoker might come. So just bring another chair down from upstairs. Let's move in. Okay. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we might move into the other room with a table. I was thinking of getting a table, so we might do that. So, Bez Hashem. Okay. Stay tuned. So, Shnayim Ochsen Metalis. Baruch Hashem. Two people speaking about a talus and being a little cramped in. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? In the olden days, they used one talus over six people. That's the real. So Baruch Hashem, we Shlaim Ochsin being in the room all together. Shlaim Ochsin batalus. Zomer Nimi Zatiyah. Zomer Nimi Zatiyah. So they're arguing. Zomer Kula Shali. Zomer Kula Shali. What is the halacha? They both found it. Are there simanim on this talus? Usually, a talus is something with a simon, right? You can tell whose it is. So the Rosh says it must be an Ir Sharuba Akum, and you don't know and. I mean, you have no idea. There are no simanim on it. So what's the halacha? Zei shava she'ein lo bapachos michatzia. V'zei shava she'ein lo bapachos michatzia. Each one swears, seems like an unusual oath. Each one swears that they don't own less than half of it. Even though they're both screaming, it's all mine. They each swear that they don't own less than half of it. V'yachloku. And that it is split. The Gemara is going to discuss, obviously, what... let's move in. The Gemara is going to discuss why this language of an oath is taken. Seems unusual if they're each saying that it is all theirs. Tosas discusses, the second Tosas, this is a Tosas that's much discussed. We'll discuss it again on Daf Gimel and on Daf Zayin. Tosas discusses that we have other cases of arguments, like we'll have, he quotes later on, in Baba Basra Daf Lamed Aleph, two people are arguing about a boat. They're each saying, it's my boat, it's my boat. So there the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't say split it. Split the boat, sell the boat and split it. What does the Gemara say? Kol da'olim gvar. May the strongest man win. Kol da'olim gvar. So why don't we say that here? Why does the man then say, okay, you know, tug of war? Why don't we say kol da'olim gvar? When do you say kol da'olim gvar? When do you say yachloku? So Tosfos says, v'yesh lamar, third line of Tosfos yachloku, da'ochazin shani. You know, it depends. By a boat, they're not both grabbing the boat. Right? If they're both grabbing something, then you can say yachloku. Why? Because they each have a chelik in it. If they're each grabbing it, then that tells me they each own half of it. Da'anan sadi, because it's clear. Whatever each of them are holding is theirs. So therefore, says Tosfos, that's why you would say yachloku. And also, Tosfos continues, after bringing in a couple of other Gemaras, which we didn't learn yet, so we're going to skip them. But Tosfos also continues and says, it's possible that it really belongs to both of them in this case. What happens, we're going to see later on, maybe they both found, they both picked it up at the same time. So they each own half of it. So Tosfos says, whenever they seem to both own it, and it's possible that the split could be both of theirs, so then you say yachloku. If you can't do that, if it's impossible that it's both, how could the boat both be theirs? They both be theirs. And they're both not grabbing it, so then you say, Gal Dalong Bar. Then you say, may the strong man win. Okay, that is the discussion of Tosfos. What kind of halach is may the strong man win? You know what, if I went to the gym that week, so then I'm gonna win. And if you didn't go to the gym that week, what kind of halacha that is? So, some Rishonim say, yeah. Some Rishonim say it really goes by the strong man. And the reason being, because, you know, if you're the strong, if you're the real owner, you're probably gonna be moser nefesh for it more, and you're gonna really do it. No, other Rishonim say you don't look at it that way. The Rush here in Argamar, when he asked this question, he quotes what is called the Alam Var mean. So Tosfos, the Rush says, V'yoser roi lomar lahem shakomi sheyisgaber yado bekoach o berayos v'somchen al zeh shemisha dinimo karv lahavi reyos. What does it mean? May the strong man win. May the strong man in proofs win. Called the Alim Gvar. Misha Adini Mo Moser Nafsho Lahamid Shaloi Biyado Yosim Asha Moser Acher Nafsho Ligzo. That's what he says, called the Alim Gvar. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. How do you understand that principle of called the Alim Gvar? Again, that's an important idea. So let's continue now. So that was case number one in the Mishnah. They're each saying it's all mine, so they each swear that they don't have less than half, and then it all goes to and they split it. Second case. Zeomer kula shali v'zeomer chetzi shali. What about if one of them says it's all mine and the other one says it's half mine? Like how are they holding it? So the Gemara is going to have to talk about it. But one says it's all mine, one says it's half mine. Ha'omer kula shali yishava she'en lo bapachas mishlosha chalakim. So think about it. Half of this shirt is not under discussion. So half of it goes to the person who's saying it's all mine. That's not under discussion. The other half is under machlokas. So it's basically the same shvua as the first case, forgetting the half of it. Half of it belongs to the one who's saying kula shali, and then the other half, that's the one that they're arguing about. One said it's mine, and the other one says it's not mine. So one of them swears that I don't have less than 3/4, so though he gets half of it, and then he gets the other quarter. So that's case number two. Again, Tosfos here. Again, each of these Tosfos, we can have a whole shiur on. Third Tosfos in the Masechta says, 1 minute. They're each holding it. One of them says it's all mine, one of them says it's half mine. Doesn't the one who says it's half mine have a migu? Right? What is migu? We discussed a little bit yesterday. Migu, that he could have had a better claim, and therefore, at least believe him about this claim, because he could have had a better claim. They're each grabbing it. One of them says, it's all mine. One of them says, it's half mine. What could he have said? He could have said, it's all mine. He could have said, like the first guy, the first case. So why don't we believe him at least that it's half his, because he could have said it's all his. Tosfos, v'yem tomar ye nema dechetzi shalom amigo. D'ibay amar kula shali. He could have said kula shali. What, they're holding it differently? Doesn't sound that way. Must be they're holding it the same, and he's saying it's only half mine. So why don't we believe him? He must be telling the truth, because he's saying a worse claim that he could have said. Answers Tosfos, umafarish rivam, fifth line of Tosfos, demigu lahotzi lo amrinan. Big discussion. Migu lahotzi. When do you say a migu? Migu, literally since. When do you use a migu? Only when you have a migu to keep money in your pocket. If we're not sure whether to believe you, and we say migu, you could have said this. If somebody comes to you and says, you owe me $100, and you say, I did owe you, but I paid you back. And he has no proof. So we say, of course, you don't have to pay him back. Migul, you could have denied the whole thing, so you believe to say, I owed you, but I paid you back. So that's a migul lahachzik. Migul to keep money in your pocket, that we say. Tosa says you never say migul lahotzi. Here we're saying migul lahotzi, right? Because he's going to want to, we're saying migul, the guy who's saying it's half mine, is migul lahotzi. So therefore, you don't say migul lahotzi here. The b'chetzi hasheni muchlek zekhamoze. Because the other half, you know, it's not, he's not the sole holder of it. So it's migul lahotzi, and therefore you don't say that here. Is this really a migul lahotzi?
No, he's not even talking about the second half.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Herman says, like the Tosfos Ritz, is this a migul lahotzi? Is it a migul lahotzi? They're both holding it. What's migul lahotzi? If you have something and I'm trying to get it from you, here I'm holding it just as much as you're holding. So Tosfos Ritz says, no. Ve'eno nirili teretz es shigam ze lahachzik. Shigachu muchzak ma b'chaver. This is a migul lahachzik. So it's a machlokas Tosfos and the Tosfos Ritz. Whether this case is a migul, is a lahotzi case or a lahachzik case? What's the machlokas about?
It's as if it was
the first half of the garment is not under discussion halachically, but is it physically under discussion? Are they both grabbing it? They're both grabbing it. So I just said that it's under discussion that's the psak. But before we paskin, it seems to be under discussion.
But what is in your possession? The entire garment.
So we're going to see in the Gemara what exactly they're holding. We're going to see what the Gemara is going to say. They might be holding. In one case they're holding the fringes, but we'll see exactly what they're holding.
He's definitely not holding on to the whole thing.
Party's not holding on to is not his. So is that the other half or not? So says Rav Gusman. There's a Rav Gusman above a Kama. There's a Rav Gusman above Metzias. So Baruch Hashem. I don't think there's a Rav Gusman yet above a Basra. But we have it's like half the size above a Kama. But Baruch Hashem. So says Rav Gusman. He says the machlokas is how do you define the hotzi? How do you define lahachzik? Because here they're both holding on to both. Is lahotzi purely lahotzi? If there's any type of machzik element, it undermines the definition of lahotzi? Or does lahachzik have to be purely lahachzik, and if there's any type of lahotzi definition, it undermines the definition of lahachzik? That's the machlokas. Does lahotzi mean it has to be purely lahotzi? That's the Tosfos Rid. Lahotzi means pure, and if it's not purely, totally getting it out of your rishus, getting it out of somebody else's rishus, that's going to be defined as lahachzik. Tosfos says no. As long as it's not lahachzik, it's going to be defined as lahotzi. As long as it's not totally yours, so then it's going to be defined as lahotzi. That's what you have to say. Machlokas Tosfos and the Tosfos Rid here. So how do you answer Tosfos is kasha then? So you have many other answers given. If you look in the Nemuki Yosef here, the Nemuki Yosef has three other answers. Why, to this question, why would you say, why wouldn't he be believed with a migu that it's all his? Migu that he could have said it's all his. Why doesn't he believe to say it's half his? So says the Nemuki Yosef. Number one answer is you don't say a migu here because it's a migu da ha'aza. It's a migu of brazenness. What does that mean? You don't say a migu. What does migu mean? I could have said a better claim. So believe me by the better claim because believe me that I'm telling the truth with this worse claim because I could have said a better claim. But migu da ha'aza means if the other guy knows that I'm telling the truth, then I'm not going to lie in front of him. So most migus, the other guy has no idea what happened. I say it was lost. I say, but here, the other guy knows if it's his or not, or if it's mine. So that's why I wouldn't say, you can't say that's a better claim. Why is that a better claim? The guy knows you're telling the truth. The guy knows you're lying.
What's the difference? He's saying it's all.
So maybe there's no difference between these two claims, because whatever the truth is, or whatever is a lie, the guy knows. So maybe you didn't say that other claim, because that's false. That's a false claim. He knows you're lying. That's why he says, "Aval hacha yoser noach lo lomar ches yishalo sheino meis panav b'chaveiro kol kach milomar kula sheli sheitzarik lahaiz lagamrei." It's a worse brazenness. He's saying it's half his. He's saying it's half his.
No, the other guy's claiming it's all mine.
The other guy's saying it's all his. Right. So he's being somewhat brazen, but it's not totally like it's nothing. Is nothing yours. So that's a migu da ha'aza. Yeah?
Because they agree on part of it.
They agree on part of it. Agree, right? So they agree on part of it in the case of what he's claiming. That's number one. Number two, he says, you only say a migu by what's called ba'oso mamon. I'm thinking about the svar. Migu la'oso mamon amrina. Only if you're talking about the same object or the same money do you say a migu. But here, migu that I could have said, I own more of it, and instead I'm saying I only own half it. That's not migu. Migu only says, it's mine because of A or because of B. So that's another migu discussion in the Mefarsh. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Those two answers. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah then. Says the Mishnah, Second half of the Mishnah. Two people are riding on an animal. Two people are both on one, the same horse. Or one of them is on the animal and one of them is leading the animal. And they both claim, I don't know if you could ride sheep, Herman, but I guess you could both can lead two sheep. So they're both riding an animal, or one's riding and one's leading, and they both say it's all mine. So, same case. This is just like being machzik. If they're both riding on it, that is a siman of ownership. And therefore, we say, it's as if they're both being machzik, they each have to swear that they don't have less than half. Or, one is riding, one is leading, says Rashi. The Gemara is going to say later on, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that leading an animal is just like riding an animal in terms of the simanim of a bialus. Just finish up. If they both admit, we'll have to see in the Gemara, what do they both admit to? Or they have edim, that they both have edim that it's theirs, chokim below shvua. Then you would split it even without a shvua. They each have edim, so that you know, what's a shvua going to be better than edim? So therefore they split it, but without a shvua. So the one hashkafa agada for the day, but Metzia doesn't have some agadata, but not so much. Says the Gemara, says the biure chasidus, first biure chasidus on the Masechta. Both are riding on a behema. They're each saying kula shali, shnayim hayetzer tova hayetzer hara. Shnayim rochvan al gabi behema. Two people are riding on the behemas, the physical aspects of our life. Who? The Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. It's Elmer Kula Shali, it's Elmer Kula Shali. They're each saying, this body is mine. They're each saying, this body is mine. What do you have to do? Yachloku. So he says, Yigrom Adam Machlokus. You gotta cause a fight. Why? Like the Gemara says, Yargiz Yetzer Tov al Yetzer Hara. You gotta put up a struggle. You could also say, Yachloku. You gotta be Makadish the Chomer. You have to be involved in your physical activities, and you have to also be involved in your spiritual activities. Either way, that's the Shnayim Rochvan al Gabi Behema on the Behemios. Okay. Right, but with the last line, below shvua, I got to make sure that we watch our language as we have this struggle. Okay, says the Gemara. Lamali lamisni zeh. So the Gemara says, why the double lashon in the first case? So lamali lamisni zeh omar ni mizatia vzeh omar ni mizatia. Zeh omar kula shali vzeh omar kula shali. Why do you have that double lashon? They both say, I found it. They both say, it's all mine. Lisni chada. Just say one case. So, two answers in the Gemara. Answer number one. Chadaktani, really it is one case. One of them is saying, I found it and it's all mine. It's basically what they're saying. And the other one is saying, I found it and it's all mine. So says the Gemara, why do you have to say both lines? Just say, I found it. Well, no, what does he mean? If I say I found it, I'm saying it's all mine. I don't have to explicate that. And we know, review the Nasi, every word in the Mishnah is there to teach us something. So just say the case, I found it, and we would know it's all mine. Says the Gemara, no. Itana ani mitzatia. If I would only have the line of ani mitzatia, I found it. Hava amina. I might have thought that. What does that mean? Ani mitzatia. My mitzatia reisiha. When I found it, I would think that means I saw it first. I saw it, and he would basically be thinking in his mind that it was his because he saw it first. Even though I saw it, I'm walking towards this object that I saw, and all of a sudden somebody else swoops in and takes it before I take it, but I'm saying, hey, it was mine. And I would have thought that's what anima zatiya means. Bereiya ba'almakani. And I would be kona it even just by seeing it. Tana kula shali, that's why you specifically say it's all mine. De bereiya lokani, to teach me that you are not kona with reiya. What? How do you know that by the extra phrase? Just by the extra phrase? How do you know that kula shali means not just by seeing, but by grabbing? So Rashi says, Tana kula shali, third Rashi, b'chazaka gemura shehigbati tfila va'atata fasta miyadi. The words, it's all mine, sounds like you grabbed it first. 100% clear why. Maybe it's all mine based on seeing. So the Ravid in the Shidduch Kabbat says, explicates it a little more. The Ravid says, no, because if you're saying it's all mine, then you are saying for sure it's all yours. How do you notice nobody else saw it when you saw it? If it's all about visual, then maybe somebody else saw it from the other side when you saw it. So if you just say, I found it, then you don't know. Maybe you're saying, I found it and I saw it first. If you're saying it's all mine, it sounds like you're very sure of yourself. Meaning that nobody else, it can't be just visual, because maybe then you would be misafik. That's how you get it from that lashon, that it has to be also that it was machzik. Tosis points out, in the third Tabat and Tosis, Bereiya, if you just see something, that's a kinyan. What's the havamina? If I see something, it's mine. We have a whole world of kinyanim, right? The Mishnah Kiddushin, right? Karkik nikneis in three ways, and metal to it's be konis something. Where do you ever have a kinyan by looking at it? Right? I want to marry that woman. I'm going to stare at her. Right? That's a kinyan. So says Tosfos, Avagavdik Tani b'masnisan, even though later on, Ruasa Matiya b'amar l'chaveru tanali d'lo kana b'riya, even though later on, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if I see a lost object, and I tell my friend, could you give that to me, please? Could you give that object to me? D'lo kana b'riya, what do you mean? Why didn't Riya work there? Why do you have to ask your friend to pick it up for you? Or, let's say you see a lost object, and you fall on it, but as you're falling on it, somebody else jumps in and falls in front of you. Right? So, why do you have to fall on it? Just look at it. Says Tosfos, no, maybe those cases are different. Maybe Re'iyah does work, but over there, you know why it's different? You specifically are acknowledging that you don't want Re'iyah to work there. What do you say? Pick that up for me, please. Or you're falling on top of an object. So maybe those two cases are different because there you're specifically acting in a way which reflects that you don't want to be Kona Idba Re'iyah. But maybe theoretically Re'iyah would work. He finishes, Tosfos finishes, Kiva Damar Tsnali Oshanafalale, Gali Daiti Delonikali Demikli Leashi Giliado. So first of all, Tosfos says those Mishnayos are not a problem because those cases are cases where you specifically acted in a way that reflects that you don't want to be Konid Bereiya. The next Tosfos has the opposite kind of mentality. The next Tosfos says that we have a Gemara in the end of the Masechta, Habayis V'Aliyah, which needs to say Re'iya does work. Right, Baha, second to last Tosfos. Father Rina Beperk Abayis Valiya Habata Behefker Kani, looking at Hefker is Kone, Hainu Sha'asa Maisa Kaltahu. No, it must be that you did a little act. Kagon Shagadar Gedar Katan. You built a little fence. In other words, Tosfos takes the Pshutil Shel HaGemara, which says Habata. What does Habata mean? Habata means looking. And Tosfos says it can't be. Tosfos is so convinced that Habata, looking at something, cannot work in this Tosfos that you have to change it. So the first Tosfos basically says, maybe Habata does work theoretically. Those Mishnayos aren't a problem. Remember, it's all a Havamina here. It's a Havamina. It's not a Maskana. But then Tosfos, in the next Tosfos says, maybe Habata can work, but Habata doesn't mean Habata. Habata means a little action. Why would Habata work? Can you take Habata literally? Where else do you have cases where Habata would work? So says the Rashba, says the Ritva. Usually Habata doesn't work. You know why it would work here? And that Gemara at the end, and Kuf Yud Ches? Because we're talking about Hefker. Exactly. And that's what, as we mentioned in the past, kinyan, what type of kinyan you need depends on how much you have to do. A usual kinyan has two aspects. One aspect of taking it out of the other person's rishus. I need strength to do that. And the other aspect of putting it into my rishus. Two aspects of every kinyan, right? Hotsa'a me rishuso and kinisa le rishusi. But when it comes to hefker, I only have to do half of that. It's already in the street. All I need is kinisa le rishusi. So you need less. You need less of a kinyan when you're being machzor something from Hefker, and that's why it's going to be easier. That's what the Ritva here says. Maybe Hefker is different. And it's explained, I'll just read it to you from the Imre Moshe. Av ihabata kani anetavka behefker. Av liknos dava mechaveru vade lakamandara takani. Mishum de lahotzi chefetz meirushus acher beinan kinyan chashuv. Yoser mi liknos tavar hefker. You need something more chashuv when you're taking it from somebody rather than if you're just putting it into your rishus. That's a very important principle. Kinyanim, a lot of kinyanim in this Masechta, but that's what the Ritva here alludes to, and the other Achronim explain it. Being konis something from hefker is easier. We've discussed also in the past the discussion of the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says when you're getting something from hefker, let's say you're getting a piece of land from hefker. Hefker might not only mean hefker. What's another case of halachic hefker? Halachic hefker, if a ger has something and the ger dies and he has no relatives, that's also hefker. That's halachic hefker. So the Rambam there says if you're koneh something from hefker, a piece of land, Rambam paskins, you don't have to do a kinyan in the karka itself. I could just take my fruit and spread it out on the land to dry. Let's say I want to dry my dates. So the Ravid says, what are you talking about? You can't do a kinyan. You have to do a kinyan begufa karka in the land itself. The Rambam says, no problem. I could just spread shnichas peros. I could spread my fruit. What can you spread your fruit? What kind of kinyan is that? So says the Magen Mishnah explaining to the Rambam, this is kinyan mehefker. If it's kinyan from hefker, you need less than you need in other cases. Right? So that's an important principle. What's needed for a kinyan depends on what is what the specific case is about. Okay, so that's how Re'iyah is a Havamina here. Says the Gemara. So one second. So that's why it doesn't just say Ani Mitzasiyah, it also says it's all mine. So I know that I really grabbed it. Could you really say that if I would have just said that I found it, I would have thought that it means I saw it? But didn't Ravnai or Ravina say, didn't Ravina, talking about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, when you have to return it or not, talking about whether it applies to Jews or non-Jews, he says the word umitzasa means that you already have it in your hand. So animus asiya would have meant you have it in your hand already. So Gemara says, you're right, in the pasuk, that's what Ravina gives pshat, umitzasa dikra asaliyade mashma. You're right, the word mitzia in the Torah would have meant that it's already in my hand. Miul tana lishna da alma naka, but Rav Yehuda Nasi, he did not use biblical Hebrew to write the Mishnah. He had his own rules of Tanaitic Hebrew, right? The Talmud Hebrew, and therefore umi the chazilei, and therefore when somebody sees something, Amar, he says to himself, Anash kachis, it's mine. I found the first. I saw it first. Like when the kids are arguing, there's a ball. Somebody's walking to the ball, and some other kid comes. No, I saw it first. Right, that's what they say. What do you mean? I saw it, meaning it's mine. And even though it didn't come to his hand, and he would have said, it's mine just through seeing. So Tani Kula Shali, that's why they have to have Kula Shali, the Bria Ba'amala Kanile, period. Right, so it's an important principle that the Torah and the Mishnah might use the same word differently, with different interpretations, the Gemara says. The word Mitzia in the Torah means I physically have it. And the word Mitzia in the Mishnah just could have meant I saw it first. Period. So that's why you can't just say animus asiya, you have to also say a kula shali. So now what are the opposite? Ballistic kula shali, blow by animus asiya. What about saying kula shali and not saying just say the second if? Why do they argue say it's all mine? Why do you have to have the case of I found it? So the Gemara said, no, Daf got to teach me what I just said. Itani kula shali. If I would have only had kula shali, have amina ba'alma tiktani misasiya, bria ba'alma kani. I would have thought that if you ever have the word I found it, that means I saw it. Because I would have thought that the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi follows the language of the Torah. Tana nimis asiya, that's why we dafka have the phrase I found it. Vahadr, Tana kula shali, and then kula shali to be Mishnah Yisera Ashmeina Dariya Lokani. We dafka have both phrases to teach me that seeing is not finding. Seeing is not finding. Only by Hefker would you have the Havamina that would work. Kamash Malan, it doesn't even work here. Period. So now the Gemara says, one second.
The Torah itself says mis asiya means that it has to be physically handled.
If the Torah says it, because you might think that the word umitzasa means that you have it, but when somebody says I found it, you don't know what that means. It might be colloquially people say I found it means I saw it. So that's all the shot number one. Why does the Gemara have both phrases? It's really one case, and it uses a double language to teach me something. So now the Gemara says, really? Umi matzaz amr chadaktani. How could you say that our Mishnah is one case? V'hazev zektani. It uses the word this one and this one twice. Zeomer animus azia v'zeomer animus azia. Zeomer kula shali v'zeomer kula shali. So how could you say it's one case? It's two zes. This one and this one and this one and this one. So it sounds like it's two cases. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. We go back on the past 15 lines. Different shot in the Mishnah. Some say it was Rav Papa, some say Rav Ashi, Rav Simi said it, and some say Kedi. Kedi, some Rishonim say means anonymously, and some say it means somebody named Kedi. Right? So either way, someone said this. Really, the two phrases in the Mishnah are talking about two different cases. Reisha b'mitzia. The first one, when it says Zeni Mitzatiyah, Zeni Mitzatiyah, that's a case of finding. They're arguing, they each say, I found it. The Seifa b'Mekach u'Memkar. And the Seifa is by Mekach u'Memkar. They're each saying that I bought it. They're each saying that I bought it first. Just wanted to look at the bottom Rashi for a second. We'll mention this by Machlokas. We're not going to have time to talk about it now. The bottom Rashi says, they each say, I bought it. What about if they each say, it's a talus, and they each say, I wove it. So Rashi there says, we don't say Yachloku. That can't be in the Mishnah. Why? Because there, for sure, one of them is lying. And when one of them is for sure lying, we'll never force them to take a shvur. And we'll never say, if they each say, I found it, so maybe they both found it at the same time. If they each say, I bought it, maybe they each bought it. Right? They bought half of it, and the mocher sold it to both of them. But if they each say, I wove it, that can't be. They can't each have woven it. So Rashi is in the bottom. Lo yachloku devade chay b'nei ramayhu. One of them is definitely lying. And therefore, what's the halacha? Tehemunach ad shayavo Eliyahu. You put it away until Eliyahu Navi comes. The language of the Mishnah later on in Daf Lamed Zayin. Rashi says, vadei ramay is not in the Mishnah. That sheet does Rashi. If somebody is for sure lying, you never say yachloku. Tosfos argues on this. Turn over the page. Tosfos in the bottom of the top, the second half of the top Tosfos. Tosfos says, that even Vade Ramai, the last five lines of the top Tosis, Tehecha Shevade Enu Sarver Lomar Emes, if somebody for sure is not telling the truth, could go into Katon Kol Echad Ani Arektiha, where one of them says, I wove it, Hasam Pshita the Achloka B'Shvua. The opposite. He says, for sure you split that with the Shvua. Why? Because if you make them swear, Vada Yifrosh, then the guy's obviously not going to swear falsely. We don't believe he's so bad. Right? Because the principle is, if somebody is chashed on Mammon, he might not be chashed on a Shvua. Because people, oaths are very scary in people's eyes. You have to hold the Sefer Torah. You have to do more. So that's why oaths are. So Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosas, whether Vaday Ramai is included in the Mishnah, hopefully we'll talk about what the Svar for that Machlokas is. Okay, but either way, let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, line number one is about Mitzia, and line number two is about Mekachumem. And you need both cases. Ditana Mitzia, if you'd only have the case of Mitzia, that the Machlokas about Mitzia is in the Mishnah, Hava Amina Mitzia, who the Rama Rabbanan Shu Ale. Maybe by Mitzia, that's where, if they both say, I found it, that's where the Rabbanan say, you know what, each of you swear, and then we'll split it. Mishum de Mori Va'amar, Chavaroi La Midi Chasarbe. Because by Mitzia, that's where, let's say I see my friend pick up a lost object. So I say, oh, I really wanted that one. You know what? He just found it. It's not like he paid for it or anything. He's not losing it. I'm going to go grab the other half of it and say, I found it too. That's where we're choshesh that he's lying. And maybe that's where, therefore, we will make each of them swear. And then he'll admit to the truth. Because he'll be more hatter and say, look, my friend is not losing anything. Ezel itvis, I'll go and I'll grab it. Vis, bully bad day. Hey, he'll get half of it. He'll get half of it anyway. He's not losing anything, so you know what? Maybe I'll do that. Avol mekachu memkar, but where I know my friend bought something, there I can't say that he's not losing anything. He paid for it. So emalo, so maybe there, by mekachu memkar, we wouldn't make them swear each. We'll assume they're both telling the truth, and we'll split it without a shvua. Only by mitzia do we think the guy might be lying. What about the opposite? Vita na mekachu memkar, and if you only have the case of mekachu memkar, so maybe hasam hudramu shvua lay there, we'll make him swear. Mishum demari va'amar, because there he's more heter and he says, Chavrei demeka yava, not demeka yehevne. We both paid for it. We both gave money for it, so I have just as much as rights as he has. Hashta, ditzricha, lididi. So now that I want my object, ashkaleana, I'll take it. V'chavrei, leza lichach v'lizbin, and he'll go work it out. You know, we'll split it, then we'll have to work out the other half. But maybe v'mekachu memkar, where he also gave something, he'll be more a heter, and therefore we'll make him swear there exactly what the case is. Aval mitzia delekalemim rachi, but by mitzia he didn't give anything. So if my friend picked it up, why am I going to think that I should go be able to take it? Say hello, tsricha. That's why you need both cases of mitzia and by mekachu memkar. So now the Gemara says the question that you're all thinking: what, they both gave money for it? Mekachu memkar v'lechzi zuzi mimanokat. Why don't you go see the seller and see whose check does he have? Whose money is he holding? V'lechzi zuzi mimanokat. So again, what exactly is the question here? So Rashi here says, 1 minute, there's a principle that we know, Eid Echa Neman B'Yisurin. And Eid Echa is believed by Yisurin. Right? What's the source of that? One of the sources of that is Anisha Nida. She's believed to say, I'm a Nida, I'm not a Nida, Eid Echa Neman B'Yisurin. We can walk into somebody's house and we can believe if something is kosher or treif. Right? We don't need two witnesses to know which store you bought this from. Right? Eid Echa Neman B'Yisurin. But by Mamanis, you always need two witnesses. Right? To be motzi mamon from somebody, you always need two witnesses. So that's what we're talking about. Go see whose money the mocher has. I think he's only one aid. So why should we trust him? So Rashi here says, it's special ne'amanus of a mocher. Based on the Gemara and Kiddushin, special ne'amanus of a mocher, Rashi says, he's believed to say that in the Havamina is, we assume he only has money from one person. Right? Because we say, go see whose money he has. So, if somebody only has money from, he sold something, we assume that he knows whose money he has, and there's a special namonis. That's Rashi. Yeah?
If you think about it, it's two Adam against one guy who's lying.
Okay? We'll get to that in a second. Correct. But Rashi says, it's special namonis of a mocher, and the Ron and Kiddushin says, it's a special takana drabanan. Because how else could society function? How else could society function? Just like, he gives another example. A midwife is believed to say whose kid belongs to who. Let's say you have a midwife and there are all these babies in there. This one, right? They don't have, right when the baby comes out, they don't put like the bracelets on it and they don't have such a great system and the bracelet doesn't come off, right? So a midwife is believed to say this baby is this mother's. Why? Eid Echa, this is more than mominous. The answer is because society can't function otherwise. This is the one you believe her, because this is who would be believed. We had a Trumas Hadeshin in the past, where the Trumas Hadeshin talks about a case, remember the case, where two women are fighting in shul, this is my seat in shul. This is my seat in shul. The Trumas Hadeshin says, what do you mean, a woman is usually not believed? So what does the Chumah Tadeshin say? What, the men are going to believe about where the women sat in the women's section? What kind of shul are we talking about? Right, so the Chumah Tadeshin says 500 years ago that in cases where there's Ein Breira and only midwives are around and only women are around in the women's section, so there's Ne'manus given. So that's kind of what Rashi says here, explained by the Ranan. Kiddushin is a special din takana d'rabbanan. Says the Chitum and Kubet says here, quoting the Radvaz, exactly what Herman just said. And that is, here it's not one. Yeah, whenever the Mocher says, he has one on his side. Whoever is claiming that I was the one that sold it to him. So really, you don't really need Aegis here. It's just a Gilui Milsa. You just have to reveal, you don't need Aegis, because one person, they're each saying it's theirs. So because you don't need Aegis, it's more of a that's what the Radvaz says in the Shita. Yeah. So can a Valdin be an aid? Right, so he's involved in the case. We spoke about that a little bit in the past. But can a Valdin be an aid? But here, it would be enough in this case. There was a third one, but let's leave that for a minute. So let's just do the next two lines. So our answer is, Lo tzricha de nocha mitravaihu. The answer is, he has money for both of them. What happened? He had a gold watch, and he was selling his gold watch. So one person bought it properly, and the other person threw a check at him. I want it too. And then now he doesn't remember now. He doesn't remember. You know, let's say he never met these people before. They walked into his store. He doesn't remember which guy bought it and which guy threw the money at him. So he has money for both of them. So he doesn't help. So that's why the case is, Yachloku Bishvua. Period. There is a very important sheet in Tosfos here, which we'll see. I'll mention now, and then we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem. And that is, maybe this case is different, because when is an Eid Echad usually not believed? Just a plain Eid Echad. He's not believed for Mamonis. But what is an Eid Echad usually good enough to do? Michayev Shvua. Eid Echad come l'shvua. Could an Eid Echad potter from a Shvua? In Eid Echad can be Mechayev Shvua. If I bring an Eid Echad that you owe me $100, so you have to swear. That's in the Gemara. That's clear. But what if I bring an Eid Echad, you say that I owe you $100, and I bring an Eid Echad that says I don't owe you $100. Could an Eid Echad, it's called Eid Misayeya. Could an Eid be Poter Mishvua? That's a huge discussion. Machlok has been shown him. Rabbeinu Tam, Bali Tosa say yes. It's good enough. An Eid can not only be Mechayev Shvua, the Eid Echad can be Poter Mishvua. That's this Tosa's right here. Tosa's in Valechzi in the Rush here. And therefore, this seller has an Eid Echad. This seller teamed up with the Shvua. That's why it works. That's why it works in this case. We'll talk more about the lumdus of that Eid Echad Misayeyah Bezrim tomorrow. Let's now do the Gemara, though. So, Lema Masisa Deloka Benanas. So now we have a Gemara that says, let's say our Mishnah is against two opinions. First, let's say our Mishnah is against Benanas. Who's Benanas? Di Benanas Ha'amar Ketzad Elu Ve'elu Boinladei Shvua Shav. Benanas is a Shita in Mesech HaShvuas. Benanas is the following case. Let's say I am a storekeeper, and I owe somebody money. And I go tell my worker, you know what? I owe Reuven money. Give him some fruits. Give him some fruit in lieu of the money that I owe him. Or I say, I tell my workers, right? I say, Tein lebenich, Rashi quotes the Mishnah. Omer balabais lechen vani, Ten lebenich chitim bediner v'alai l'shalem, olapolim b'selamosh ani chayi b'scharem. I have workers, so I tell my worker in my store, go pay them with the fruit. And what happens? Tomorrow, my worker in the store comes back and says, I gave them the fruit. And the workers say, I never got the fruit. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah says, according to the Tanakhama, they both swear that they never got it, and they both collect from me. It's tough luck on me. Nishba Benota. Says Benanas, no, you don't allow that. Why? Because one of them is for sure taking a shvua that's lying. So Benanas says, you never allow two people to swear where one of them is lying. That's Benanas Ashita. So, says the Gemara, is our Mishnah against Benanas? Because they're each swearing that it's theirs. So the Gemara, isn't our Mishnah against Benanas? The Gemara said, no, afilu tema Benanas, our Mishnah can fit into Benanas. Hasam, over there, where one of them says, I got it, and one of them says, I didn't get it, then for sure, vada yigashvua shav, there somebody's for sure lying. But hacha igla meimer, here it's possible to say, deleka shvua shav, maybe they're not lying, eimer de travaya bahadi adadi agbahu, maybe they both picked it up at the same time. So maybe they're not lying here, so our Mishnah can fit into Benanas. So now the Mishnah says, Gemara says, lema matzis deloka sumchis. By Ania Raktiha. Tosis and Ania Raktiha is also in the Mishnah where it's impossible right?
One of them for sure.
Where it's impossible. And here, right. So Tosfos would say, okay, good, right. So it like seems to be like, right. Right. If Tosfos says, Anei Rektia, the same halacha would apply in the Mishnah. But but Tosfos says, right, Al Yedei Shvua. Right. According to, if you say that in the Mishnah, then that would be against Bananas. Correct. So Gemara says, the Mishnah is against Sumchus. What Sumchus? The East Sumchus. Sumchus we had in Baba Kama. Remember, Sumchus came. Sumchus Shita was, my ox killed your cow. And now there's a calf, a dead calf, sitting against next to the cow. And we don't know if the calf was born before my ox killed your cow, and therefore my ox also killed your calf, or the calf was born, stillborn, before my ox killed your cow. So that's mamon amuta basafik. You don't know. So the Tana Kama says, hamotzi mechaver lavarai in that case, and Sumcha says, cholkin. If you don't know what to do, split it without a shvua. So that's against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says you have to split it with a shvua. So is our Mishnah against Sumchus? So Gemara says, Elamai Rabbanan, Hare Mosa Mechaber Lava Raya. What do you mean? But what's the other sheet in the Mishnah of Baba Kama? Hamosa Mechaber Lava Raya. And that you don't say here either. So who's our Mishnah like? So Gemara says, 1 minute. Hi, Mai. Wait a minute. E Amrit Bishlama Rabbanan. If you see our Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan, then you can understand the distinction. Hossam delo topsy travayu. Over there, notably, he's holding on to the cow or the dead calf. So then, Amar Rabbanan, Amos Mechaber Lavaraya. Then you go by whose reshus is the calf and the cow in. And that's why there you would split it without a shvua. There you would say Amos Mechaber Lavaraya. Hacha the travayo topsy, pagile b'shvua. But here, where they're both grabbing it, then you split it with a shvua. So according to the Rabbanan, you understand the difference in the cases. Ela I Amrit Sumchis, but according to Sumchis. Hashta now. Uma hasam delo tapsi travail chokim below shvua. In a case where they're both, neither of them are grabbing it, and yet they each get a chelik even without swearing. So hacha the travail tapsi lalo kol shekain. So surely where they're each grabbing it, that's an even greater claim on each part. So surely they should split it without a shvua. So the kash is only on Sumchis. According to the Rabbanan, I understand the difference in the cases. But according to Sumchis, why should there be a difference? If over there they each get a portion of it even without swearing, so surely they should get a portion of it if they're holding on to it. Answers the Gemara, afilu tebu Sumchis. So even Sumchis can fit into our Gemara Mishnah. Why? Ki omar Sumchis, Shema v'Shema. There's a different difference. Over there, nobody knows for sure. Shema v'Shema. They each say, maybe. They each say, I think the cow gave birth before. I think the cow. That's why they each could get it without a shvua, because we're not going to make them swear if they don't really know. Aval bari v'bari lo amar. But when it comes to bari, when it comes to where they're here, they know for sure. And they know for sure what happened. So there, Sumchus would say not, and there, we would make them swear. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. The show will continue tomorrow, first with Eid Misayeya. What's the svara? Why should an Eid Echad work to pater a shvua? And then we get into other. Again, the first, because we're saying this the whole Bahoma Messiah. There are major shasugyas on every daf here. First Barakam Messiah is one of the Barakam learned in the yeshivas. And, you know, in the Daf Yomi Yeshiva, we learn every Messiah. Right, Baruch Hashem. So, Hodos Ba'adin Kameh Edom Dami is tomorrow, and other sugyas that come up. Okay? We'll continue.